The Song of Roland. Recently, while looking for something to listen to on my way to and from the supermarket, I came across a radio programme about the medieval French text of the Song of Roland. Unlike many French people, I had never studied this text, either at school or at university, so I knew practically nothing about it. I still haven't read the text, but from the discussion on the radio programme, I learnt quite a lot, not only about the legendary story of Roland, but also about the history of that era. The song tells the story of the Battle of Roncevaux Pass in 778 AD, when part of Charlemagne's invading army was ambushed and his knight Roland fought and died. Although these events took place in the 8th century, the earliest written version of it was found by chance in 1830 in the Bodleian Library in Oxford. Scholars do not know exactly when this manuscript was written or by whom, but estimate it to date from the first half of the 12th century. It was written in the dialect of French used in England at that time by the nobility, who were descended from the Norman conquerors of 1066. Of course, before that, the story would have been told and retold in the oral tradition, or most probably sung as a chanson de geste. Without going into detail about the story itself, what I found most interesting in the discussion was the way it pulled together certain things I already half knew about the history of that period, not long after the Muslim conquest of Spain, when Charlemagne ruled a large part of Europe. History tells us that the Battle of Roncevaux Pass was fought in the Pyrenees between Charlemagne's Frankish army and an army of the native Basques, who were mainly pagans. The Song of Roland, however, portrays the conflict as one between Christians and Muslims, which is one reason why scholars believe that this version was written after the First Crusade in the 11th century. If you would like to listen to the radio discussion, it can be accessed online from BBC Sounds in the series In Our Time, a history series which covers many interesting historical topics, the latest being the Battle of Trafalgar, another point where French and English versions of history may not coincide.